This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, in a majority opinion on Friday, overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade decision that guaranteed abortion rights in the United States, undoing decades of legal precedent. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, vowed over the weekend to grant clemency to anyone charged under Wisconsin's 1849 law banning most abortions. That law, enacted more than a century before Roe v. Wade, has remained on Wisconsin's books in the state and has technically retaken effect following the Supreme Court ruling Friday overturning the landmark case. Evers and Wisconsin Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and several Wisconsin County District Attorneys in the state have said they would refuse to enforce the law, but it remains possible that other officials, such as other district attorneys and newly elected state lawmakers, could enforce it now or in the future. At a rally during Wisconsin State Democratic Party convention on Saturday, Governor Evers went even further, saying that in addition to taking steps not to enforce the law, he would grant clemency to doctors prosecuted under the law. A Texas state court has issued a temporary restraining order against certain local and state officials, barring them from enforcing a nearly century-old abortion ban in that state. The order will have the effect of allowing some Texas clinics, at least for a short period, to resume the procedure for up to around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. A separate Texas law prohibiting abortion, its so-called trigger ban, will go into effect within the next few weeks. Tuesday's temporary restraining order will last until July 12th, when there will be a hearing in court. Women's health care providers filed a lawsuit Monday against the handful of local district attorneys whose jurisdictions in Texas cover the locations of some of their clinics, as well as against some state officials, including Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who may play a role in enforcing the Texas abortion ban. Mark Herron, senior counsel at the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is involved in the case, said this decision will allow abortion services to resume at many clinics across the state, connecting Texans to the essential health care they need. Previously, Texas Attorney General Paxton had issued an advisory after Friday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that told local prosecutors they were now able to bring prosecutions. A group of women business owners closed their downtown Helena storefronts Friday afternoon following the Supreme Court's ruling on the Dobbs v. Jackson decision that overturned the nearly 50-year-old Roe v. Wade decision and eliminated the constitutional right to an abortion. Montana Book Company assistant manager Abby Shea Piggott said, "Every single one of us scheduled for the morning shift arrived sobbing. I just don't think, given this morning's decision, we can be expected to provide stellar customer service." The women said the decision to close their businesses for the day gave their employees time and space to grieve, but also sends a message. General Mercantile owner Lindsay Barnes said, "Asking my female staff in particular to continue serving drinks today felt inappropriate, to be honest. We're very angry." The sign posted on the Merck store at noon Friday read, "We went to sleep as equal humans in the eyes of the state and woke up as property. We don't feel like making coffee. We're going to rest today and fight tomorrow." Melissa Sinis owns Buzz Boutique on the Gulch and says she too was closing for the day in solidarity. "It's really hard to concentrate today," Sinis said. "We even knew this was coming, but it's still so shocking." Beargrass Trading Company in Helena owner April Sargison said she may lose customers who are on the other side, but that her decision to close her store was deeply personal and one she had to make. "I hope people are proud of me as a business owner and a woman for standing my ground and doing what I believe in," Sargison said. Friday's Supreme Court ruling was a crushing blow to many, but the businesswoman said it simply means efforts will be redoubled. "A majority of Americans support the constitutional right to abortion, and six people just took it away," Barnes said. A 2019 Pew Research Center survey found that about 80% of Democrats and left-leaning independents believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases, and a majority of all Americans, 61%, feel the same. The decision Friday does not end access to pre-viability abortions in Montana, as the state does not have a so-called trigger law like all of its neighbors, but the legislature could seek to further restrict women's health access in a special session or in the next regular legislative session. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.